This year, Kansas State University, through the Board of Regents, asked state lawmakers for additional money for three projects. One was for expansion and enhancement for architecture and design. The second was for an enhancement for the College of Agriculture, focused on cattle, sorghum, and wheat, which are key economic drivers in Kansas. And the third request was for base-level funding for a new interdisciplinary life sciences building that would house researchers from a variety of disciplines. Those were in addition to the Regent's request for a cost-of-living increase for faculty and staff and a couple of other things. However, the president of Kansas State, Dr. Kirk Schultz, is not optimistic about any additional dollars.
And the bottom line is, by the time we started the legislative session, Kansas State University's proposed budget was flat, with a $1 million planning grant to work on renovation of the Seton Complex for architecture, planning, and design. That being said, where we see and we hear that we are today, and this can all change quickly in Topeka, is that we should expect a flat budget this next year with the enhancement for the architecture, planning, and design. That budget has passed both the Senate Education Committee as well as the House Education Group, and so it'll be debated on the floor of the Senate sometime this next week or two, and we'll know a lot better in the next 14 days, certainly by April 1st, where we are.
Is there any hope at all that it'll be beyond a flat budget?
Absolutely none. Zero. The political environment is shaping up in Topeka to very similar to what we were a few years ago, where I think at the end of the day, there's going to be lots of discussion and argument and debate, but the governor's budget proposal is probably where we're going to end up. I'm not weighing that that's great or that's bad as much as I think the combination of the revenue package and the tax cuts that were enacted last year, there'll be a lot of debate and a lot of argument, but at the end of the day, you got to somehow still pay the bills. And I think it's very, very difficult to foresee a budget coming through the legislature with these draconian cuts needed to do it without at least a 1 or 2 year extension of the sales tax. I just don't see the legislature not putting some revenue in there.
Does this mean cuts at Kansas State?
Right now, the answer is no, and we're not planning on them. And you can say, well, Kirk, that's kind of sticking your head in the sand, and it seems irresponsible of our senior leadership to not be worrying about that. Quite honestly, we felt that if we go back to the campus and say, well, prepare a 90% budget, 95% budget, you want to talk about a morale killer. That is a huge one, because all of a sudden you start talking about, do we let the person go down the hall? How do we make ends meet and all these sorts of things? Frankly, we can do that kind of budget planning in a month if we need to. But we felt strongly that I want to sit in front of the legislature and say, folks, this is the budget we need to continue to operate Kansas State University, and not say, well, we'll figure out some way to do it with 90% of the money. As soon as you do that, people then think, well, why are we giving them all this money if they've already figured out what to do? So we have politically felt that it was important for us to say we support the governor's budget request, and that's where we think the legislature needs to be.
What is an impact going to look like on students? Are we going back to increasing tuition again?
Absolutely. The tuition and fees increases, we're currently arguing, if you want to put it that way. It's a healthy debate over what that should be, but I certainly see something in the range that we've done the last couple of years, which is the 5 to 6% range on tuition and fees. What it comes down to is we're building some new campus academic buildings, and we're raising a lot of private money, but there's got to be a little bit of state money, a little bit of tuition money that's going to go into those. Faculty and staff salaries are another significant issue on our campus. We've got to retain our excellent people. And so that's the only other place that we've got to get some of those kind of dollars is through tuition fees revenue. So we've got those demands that are significant, and so we will have to raise tuition and fees again in an appropriate manner.
We've seen different curriculums increase just the fees. Where does fee money go?
Well, when we get any fee approved, so the one that I think will be presented to the Regents is a $10 per credit hour fee for the College of Arts and Sciences, which will generate approximately $3 million a year. Those dollars, when we get a fee approved, it's designated to particular places it must go. So if we approve that fee and the Regents approve it, this will be used for expendable laboratory supplies in our biology and chemistry labs that are undergraduate labs, purchase of new equipment for our undergraduate labs, hiring additional advisors in the College of Arts and Sciences, things like this that are clearly delineated in the proposal. So it's important with the fees for people to understand and note that that's not a blank check that's written back to the university saying, well, you just use them for whatever you wanted to. That's the real difference with fees as opposed to tuition. If we increase the tuition, we show where that is and what we how we justify the number, but that's more flexible money. The fees are very focused and have to be used in a particular area. And there was another institution in the state that got in some issue a year or two ago because the students and other people in the institution felt the fees were not being used as they had been designated for when they were enacted. So this is something we take seriously. Students have a say in how the fees are used, and students have some engagement then when these fees are passed to see that that they're used the way that they approve them for.
I'm not sure of any other way to really put this other than, what is the legislature doing to higher education in Kansas?
Well, our legislature is doing the same thing, unfortunately, that every other state legislature is. If you look over time, it's a divesting in public higher education. This is not unique to Kansas. Unfortunately, this is happening across the country where the public education, in the sense that public higher education is for the greater good, is really sort of being lost in the shuffle as we're just somebody else at the state trough trying to get additional dollars. So what that does is it means that public higher education is becoming more private-like in the way we do things. And I'll give a quick example. We're going to build a $50 million business building with several wonderful classrooms that will impact the entire campus. $35 million of that is coming from private sources, and these are just donors providing us with multi-million dollar gifts. The state's going to get a beautiful new facility. They're going to get new classrooms. They're going to impact a whole lot of campus for $15 million. That didn't happen 10 years ago. So the private style of, if you can't raise the money, we're not going to do it, is already part of our culture, and it's only going to get worse.
That's the president of Kansas State University, Dr. Kirk Schultz. I'm Richard Baker, and this is the K-State Radio Network.